Any questions before we go to the inquiry? Yes, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm still stuck in freeze. I just don't even think we can. I'm listening to you, and I know it's something I do, but I just, stuck in the freeze one.
If you like, repeat the freeze inquiry.
If not really, I don't want to.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I'm just thinking, if that is what's coming up, you know. If you don't want to, maybe go for the new inquiry.
No, I just can't think. My brain is just... Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Is that part of your freeze? Mushing your brain?
Probably.
Huh?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I realized... I went from, oh yeah, I don't recognize the freeze, to actually, I really do recognize the freeze, and it's really horrible, and I'm stuck in feeling it.
Okay. Then I think it would, if you are with it, right, I would suggest, and you can take the suggestion or not, but I'd suggest that since you're with it anyways, invite it to tell you why it is doing what it's doing. It feels horrible to be in it, but like I said, with the holding on to the woundedness, you wouldn't hold on to it unless you thought that that would save you from something that's worse. And it might be interesting to put into words, what is that something that you are saving yourself from by holding on to by freezing?
Oh, I know what it is. It's fear of being physically attacked. By men, mostly.
Wonderful. How does the freeze... No, but it's wonderful that you can put it into words. It's the fear of being attacked physically by men. How does the freeze save you from that?
Because they might not notice me.
Good, yes. So if you freeze, they might not notice you. And then you won't be physically attacked. How is it to put that into words, to just say it now?
Not very nice.
No, it's not nice, but it's good that you're clear about, you know what. Maybe you just say it back, because I've been saying it. Maybe you say it. If I freeze, I might avoid being noticed, and that means I will avoid being attacked physically by men. Is it true? Does it sound true?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. And of course, none of the things that none of the learning something like a freeze response is based on is not true. Like, of course it's true. Of course you have experienced something where that was actually a good strategy. Would you still say in your life today, if you were around a man who seemed to be like on the verge of attacking you physically, would you today think that that freezing is a good response? Is it effective?
I can't think of a more effective one. When I run away, but I'm not very good at running.
No, but I mean, this is it, right? It's like running away is a possibility. I'm also thinking, what comes to to my mind immediately is, if you freeze, you don't get out of the danger situation. You stay there. You literally stay there.
Mm-hmm. But if you can't actually physically get yourself out of the situation, that's all you've got.
Yes. Is that the case in your life today? That you are unable to get out of the physically get out of dangerous situations?
I think most of the time, more these days, when I would feel it, I wouldn't necessarily know if I'm dangerous or not dangerous. Sometimes it might just be an overreaction to a situation.
That's the other thing, right? It's like, how often are you in situations where you would get physically attacked by a guy?
Yeah, I mean, like, a more recent example of freeze that I can think of, an actual example, would be, so we've got an electric car, mm-hmm. and sometimes you have to stop and charge it. Mm-hmm. And some of the charging points are not in the best of locations. So you're kind of stuck with location. So there was, like, one occasion I remember, and I'm sat at a charging point, it's dark, and other than me, the car park's empty. So I'm just on my own in a dark, kind of unlit area, sat in my car, and it's attached to the charging point, so it won't let you drive away if you're attached to the charging point. And then you get a group of guys that walk past the car, and it's just like, I'm just freeze here, because they might not notice. But if I got out, I could have got out the car and unplugged the car, but then that draws attention to myself.
Yes. So, but you are talking about a situation where there is maybe, right? I think if I was in an unlit area in a dodgy part of town attached to, and some guys pass by, I might go like, is this something I should worry about, right? It's like, so when, but the freeze you're experiencing now in this group, right? You're not in an unlit, dodgy part of the city.
No. It's just like, if you did an inquiry, it's like, okay, think back, and then carry on thinking back, and then I'm sort of kid again.
Yeah.
And it's actually something I've been coming up actually for the last, you know, few days that I've been thinking about. And then I was like, yeah, that was the freeze response. And that's like being a kid. And when I was about, I think about 8 or 9, and like I would be so scared to get out of bed and go to the toilet. Yes. That I would wet the bed instead. And then I wouldn't go and try and get any help. I'd just be like, okay, there's now a wet patch that I can avoid. And that's fear of getting out of bed when you're not allowed to be.
Yes. And this is what I'm saying. Of course, you learn that freeze is a good way of avoiding physical violence, right? Yeah, you learned that. And it, I mean, wetting the bed is better than getting hit, right? I mean, it is. So it makes sense. Many times when we learn something like that as kids, it becomes a general rule for life. Even though what it should be is a general rule for your family environment. Your childhood family environment.
Yeah, although I would say it's not just the childhood family environment, because there have been other incidences, but they're not the childhood family environment.
Yeah. So you've been attacked at other times. Yes.
Yeah, but then and there are other times when narrowly amidst being attacked. And these have all kind of been coming up in my mind the last few days. Like, I used to work in a supermarket and there was an armed robbery. And I'd literally just finished my shift. I was like walking out the back door as they came in the front. And like all my friends, like we were teenagers, all my friends were held hostage. And I was like, okay, so I avoided it, but it's like I still kind of feel like bleh.
Now, pause on that one, because that's a very interesting thing you're bringing up. I mean, apart from some luck, how did you avoid it?
Don't go out.
Yes, notably, you avoided it not by freezing.
No, like it was just luck. Well, and my
Yes,
mother insisted that I
it
didn't
was luck
kind
and
of.
all this, but still you get the point, right? You avoided it like this. Now, was it intentional? No, you couldn't have known all these kind of things, but you avoided it by moving, not by freezing.
Yeah, but if I'd been caught in it, I would have done freeze, which probably would have been the right response.
Sure. But do you see what we're trying to do? The thing we're trying to do here is we're pinpointing the learning that underpins that you freeze also in this group. Not we're not pinpointing the learning that underlies that you're freezing when you're held at gunpoint, right? If you're held at gunpoint, keep freezing, right? It's like, yes, don't be sassy. Or like run away or something like that when people are pointing a gun at you. I'm completely on board with that.
Yeah, because like I got all sorts of reports on what happened, and one of the guys was trying to be sassy. You know, like there was one of the guys who was out the back and wasn't caught up in it, but he was going to go and rescue them, and he went rushing down, and all he did was add another hostage to the situation, which was
Obviously. Yeah,
the
yeah.
best outcome because he didn't actually piss them off so much that,
Yeah, no, I get it. But you see, there's two different things here. Freezing when somebody's pointing a gun at you, and freezing when you are doing an inquiry. Right?
Yeah. Now I feel bad because I've stopped everyone else who think got it.
No, it's fine. But it's like, and my point is, when you get the freeze response in a situation like the inquiry, it might be still be the same learning. I want to avoid attacks. Yeah. Then you can say, just have like an open exploration of that. Don't try to change it. It's fine. It's there. Good. But have an open exploration where you say, are there situations that you have experienced personally where maybe freezing was the thing that led you to be attacked? Or like something where that would contradict the underpinning theory that you are living according to. Does that make sense? I think for you in the inquiry we do here, either go with the inquiry that I proposed or have this as an inquiry. Are there situations, can you recall any situations where freezing was actually the thing that got you in trouble.
Yeah, I can think of a situation. I wouldn't want to talk about that though.
No, good. And as always, when you're doing inquiries, sometimes you can, like, if you want to put words to it, be vague, but inside your head, you're clear. Because exactly what you're saying, sometimes something comes up, which is an answer, and you go, I don't want to talk about that here. And of course, you shouldn't. There are no points for doing that, right? But you can still use the inquiry. Just think through the example yourself. And if you want to say something, then just pick the things that you want to say, which you do feel comfortable. Like, you might think through the example, and then you notice the effect of thinking through the example, and you can go like, well, actually, the effects, maybe I can talk about that. Or sometimes it's also fine if somebody's looking at you and you're doing the inquiry internally. That's fine as well.
What was the new inquiry you said?
I will repeat the new inquiry before we do it, and we're going to do it very soon. So, yeah, good. Thanks.
Klaus, can I just ask, I don't see the difference between the first and second inquiry.
The first and the second inquiry is the same, except we're looking for a different kind of parts. The first inquiry, we looked at parts where you go, freeze, right? In this inquiry, we're going to look at situations where you are unwilling to let go of hurt. So you're holding on to hurt. The kind of situations where you say, insist, this was hurtful. And people say, it was 10 years ago, and you go, like, it still hurts me. Or somebody hurt you and they have apologized profusely, and you go, none of that matters. I stick with a hurt. So where you feel there's an impulse to hold on to the hurt, and there might be possibilities of letting go of the hurt, but you can feel something in you goes, no, I'm holding on to this. Can you see this is a different thing than the freeze? Other than that, the inquiry is the same. Let me just repeat it, and then we do the inquiry. So.